Metaphor. A figure of speech that identifies something as being the same as some unrelated thing. It compares two sometimes contradictory objects or a single common characteristics. It's interesting to notice how metaphors have been an important part of our lives from the very beginning. Have you ever heard a child is the apple of my eye? Or heard, there's my little angel? Taking literally, many of them don't make sense. The apple of my eye? But nearly everyone understands what the speaker is implying. Science teaches us that 90% of the brain develops between birth and 5 years old. That's a lot of learned and processed and embedded information. And metaphors are essential during this time to help a child make meaning in life by connecting action and result. Nursery rhymes, Mother Goose stories, fairy tales, childhood songs, books, and games. Green Eggs and Ham and Eensy Weensy Spider were two of my very favorite when I was growing up. The first teaches us that no matter how funny it looks, it just might taste good. And the other one is never give up, just keep on going up. Metaphors also help us understand or comprehend complex concepts. They help us express a myriad of feelings and thoughts in a few simple words. Concepts like love, life, death, God. Let's take love, for example. Science is able to break down the feelings of love into a neat list of chemicals and body reactions and neural reactions that happen in our bodies. But is this how we want to express that exciting sensation that we feel inside to the person who is eliciting and creating those wonderful feelings, such as, honey, I love how being with you releases and increases the levels of adrenaline and serotonin and dopamine in my brain. It's not very romantic. Compare that to this adapted saying from Rumi. Through our love, thorns become roses and vinegar becomes sweet wine. Which one would you rather hear? All through our life, poems and songs are full of love metaphors. Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. Right? Remember that one? Only grows when it's on the vine. Do you have a song or a poem or a metaphor about love? And it doesn't have to be a romantic love, but love for family or love for life or love for nature. Explaining one's relationship with God by any name or form is at best challenging. I found an interesting excerpt from a Bill Moyers interview with Joseph Campbell. And Joseph Campbell is the king of symbols and metaphors. Moyers asked him, what is the metaphor? And Campbell replied, a metaphor is an image that suggests something else. For instance, if I were to say to a person, you are a nut. I'm not suggesting that I think the person is literally a nut. Nut is the metaphor. The reference of metaphor in religious traditions is something transcendent that is not literally anything. He goes on to give this example. He said, if you think that the metaphor itself is the reference, it would be like going to a restaurant, asking for the menu, seeing the picture and the words beefsteak written there, and then eat the menu. That's another whole subject as far as, you'll have to think about that one, right? This book, Singing in the Living Tradition, is chock full of metaphors about the entity I sometimes refer to as the great mystery. Readings and songs and prayers don't have to mention any God words to connect my spiritual heart with what that inspires and comforts and gives me strength. Nature is a powerful metaphor for God. Every one of the readings and songs experienced today holds those metaphors for connecting with your personal mystery, which is that, and that means whatever is greater than yourself, whatever that may be. So what metaphors do you have that explain your own higher power? And I bet if you just open up your hymnal to any page, you will find a metaphor. So let's try that. What metaphors express your spirituality? You can look at any of the readings that we had. There are many therapeutic methods that use metaphors as tools to help clients. They help them understand, and help clients understand themselves and their feelings to enable them to shift into a new perspective. Dr. Carl Jung discovered that symbols and metaphors are the language of the subconscious. And it is the only way through symbols and metaphors that communicates to the conscious mind. In my practice, I use sand tray, which is literally a tray of sand, and hundreds, if not thousands, literally, of figures. And I allow the client to choose those figures, or a figure, or some figures, from the collection that represents the people, the feelings, the situation, or the event of the current things being discussed. Almost always, a figure that may have started as a simple representation of something such as, he likes to golf, you know, like a golf ball, become a deeper symbol of the unconscious to, I really resent the fact that he plans his golfing weekends without talking to me about it. So the conscious mind chose the golf ball because he likes golf. But when it goes deeper into the unconscious, it represents that anger that she had within herself and that resentment. In my work as a psychotherapist, metaphors are necessary to help clients assimilate concepts and bring them into their daily lives. I use a lot of mindfulness and being present. And I like to share one really powerful metaphor with you that has been particularly helpful to my clients. It's called the windshield metaphor, and perhaps some of you have heard it. Then if you heard it, then you just hear it again, you know. But as you journey through life, imagine you're sitting in a vehicle, and it could be any vehicle that you want, sports car, RV, whatever you want. And before you is that clear windshield that you look through to see where you're going. Now, we all have a destination. Some of us have several destinations relating to work or to family or to personal growth or whatever that destination is. And we have an idea in our head how to get there, or we stop along the way and read the map. But if we focus too much upon the destination, we miss the directions to get there. Or we may miss that detour sign that will bring us to maybe a new opportunity, or looking at it at a different way. Because if we're focused too much over there, we're not seeing what's right in front of us. Up here in our vehicle, we have that little mirror called the rear view mirror. If we focus in that rear view mirror that reflects where we've been, the past, wow, I really screwed up then, didn't I? Right? You can't see where you're going. So the important thing and the message of this metaphor is to be present with right now. Look at what's right in front of you. Enjoy the scenery of that surrounds you. Have an idea where you're going, but be open to those guideposts or the signs that kind of help you find the way. And it's okay to look occasionally back to see where you've been, so that you're able to learn from your mistakes and not do it again, but not to focus on it because it's back there. It's done. So to be present now in today's life and enjoy the beauty and the awness and the challenges in today's life. As you continually, mindfully travel along, I'd like to share this last metaphor for life. Some people see life as a battle. Every encounter is a struggle. And if they don't win, they feel like they have lost. Others view life as an adventure. A new day brings new opportunities to explore. If something goes badly today, there's always tomorrow. Which one are you? Thank you.
Sermon podcasts are recorded live during Sunday services at the Unitarian Congregation of Westchester, Pennsylvania. The Unitarian Congregation of Westchester is a member congregation of the Unitarian Universalist Association. To sign up for our email newsletter, go to connect.ucwc.org.